You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
We now are moving into a report from Justin, who is following up on the situation in Hong Kong as there have been developments overnight in Washington. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Congress yesterday that Hong Kong does not warrant special treatment under US law. He said in a statement that, quote, given facts on the ground, no reasonable person can assert today that Hong Kong maintains a high degree of autonomy from China, end quote. This move was required by the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act, which passed overwhelmingly with bipartisan support last year. The law requires the US to impose sanctions against officials held responsible for human rights abuses in Hong Kong, as well as determine whether the city continues to warrant special status. It follows yesterday as police arrested around 300 people protesting Beijing's national security legislation and a bill in Hong Kong's legislature which would criminalise, quote, violations, end quote, of the Chinese national anthem. Police also fired pepper balls in the central business district during lunchtime as office workers gathered on the streets and chanted pro-democracy slogans, including calls for Hong Kong independence. Dozens of young people, including some in school uniform, were detained. Others chanted slogans in malls or temporarily blocked roads. Activist Nathan Law described police presence yesterday as a, quote, de facto curfew, while Amnesty International's Deputy Director for East and Southeast Asia, Joshua Rosenzweig, said yesterday's actions exposed the authorities' utter disregard for human rights on the streets of Hong Kong, and it is targeting anyone exercising their right to freedom of expression. The national security law is expected to be passed in China's rubber-stamp parliament, the National People's Congress, today. But what is Hong Kong's special treatment with the US? Hong Kong's special trade status with the US was given before the handover from the UK to China in 1997 and gave it favourable trade terms. It included considering the city as a separate customs zone from mainland China and introducing a fixed exchange rate between the Hong Kong dollar and the US dollar. Putting it in more practical terms, recent US tariffs on Chinese products will not be implemented on items exported from Hong Kong. Because of these favourable terms, many Chinese companies use Hong Kong as a middleman to make transactions with the rest of the world and earn foreign currency through Hong Kong dollars. The same can be said for foreign investors and companies who use the city as an international or regional headquarters. Revoking these special statuses would mean the US will treat Hong Kong the same as mainland China for trade and other purposes, and it could cost tens of billions of dollars in trade, financial services, and could dissuade people from investing there in the future. But for Chinese companies, it's a double blow because these changes mean it could no longer use Hong Kong as a steady source of foreign currency or to escape tariffs. Activist Joshua Wong has said maintaining Hong Kong's autonomy was, quote, the only way to protect businesses, and called for more world leaders to revoke Hong Kong's special trade statuses if Beijing imposes the security law, because it will create, quote, massive damage to expats and investors in Hong Kong. China is yet to respond, but Washington's move will likely provoke an angry reaction from Beijing and cause more damage on the already fragile Sino-American relations. Justin also talked about this national security legislation and its effects on Hong Kong's autonomy and liberties on Tuesday. You can listen back to that on the website. I'm sure we'll be following this as it continues.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.